Hi, Lord Shah. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, how you doing, Shah?
I'm good.
Hey, I appreciate you calling in. I know we were trying to touch base usually in the evening for you, but you know, thanks for calling back in.
Yeah. No problem. I know I told you to call back later or whatever else, and I know it might have been a little inconvenient, but, you know, it's been kind of, you know,
well, sorry it's giving you stress. I thought it's just because you're so busy with work, which is not a bad thing.
Not you. It's what I mean. This is the work itself. It's a little stressful sometimes. So, you know, I know we left off at a point where we were talking. I'm not sure if you took notes, but, you know, I told you I had a couple options as far as businesses go that I'm interested in.
The tankless water heater out of state, as well as the potentially out here in Cali, right?
Yeah. So, I know you said to me it's basically $249 a month or something like that. I can't recall now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Everything's on point so far, correct?
Yeah, and, you know, the development aspect, we talked in great length about at the end of it, you know, in case, you know, we end up going our separate ways at some point in the future. So I understand that explanation. So more or less a subscription that we're really paying for services. And you also said there's $100 for Facebook advertising.
Correct, included in the price point. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's going to cost $250 a month. And is it a open-ended contract month to month? Again, can you please repeat that for me?
Yeah, month. The only thing that you didn't recant was the fact.
Hold on one second.
Can you hear me now?
No worries.
No, I'm waiting for it. Just started digitizing really bad. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. The service in your ear sounds a little rough, but that's okay. It sounds like you're on the road. So the only thing that you didn't indicate from your recollection is the one-time setup fee of $99.
Okay, that's the only thing you missed. You broke up again, but I guess that's the only thing I missed, you said?
Yeah, it was just then the first month it's $348, and then every month thereafter is $349.
Okay, so who do I deal with as my accountant? In other words, when I call in, do I speak with you for any issues or troubleshooting or problems or questions and answers, blah, 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 about progress and where we're going with things, or am I assigned to an actual person or somebody that's kind of treating me as like a number? I know I'm not saying that kind of like, you know, kind of...
I know in the past you've been kind of like just... treated like that, like a number, but the answer to your question is actually yes and yes. You can reach out to me directly if you have any questions and you just need to get a live voice on the phone. But you'll notice when you call in like you did just today, when you call in, our live voices will always answer, even if it's on the sales side like myself, just to get you over to the account management team. Who can handle the actual, like, programming of your website and all the things that on the technical side that I'm not an expert in, for example. But if you just needed me to voice to be your mouthpiece for you, and for whatever reason you didn't think you were getting through to someone in a timely manner, absolutely, you can reach out to me by calling in, you can text me, and so, you know, that's part of what we do is to ensure that you get much more of the white glove nature of service versus probably what you experienced in the past based on, you know, our conversation.
Okay. So,
with doing the Canvas or Us or Canvas water heater business, and trying to advertise here doing a website, you said that I could do two locations and try to make that work, or was that wrong?
You can, so how it'll work is if you want to show up on two different areas on the map of Google, that's two separate accounts essentially, in terms of cost, right? So that'd be like 249 times two, depending on where you want to be located or where you have physical locations. When you mentioned one was out of state, obviously that's going to be a completely different, like, setup. So I don't know, do you mean two different businesses in the same location in Southern California? Or do you mean
No. You
want to run that one that's out of state at the same time?
Yeah, the latter.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know what capabilities are to do that. I don't know if I can justify the $500 basically a month at this time for two separate sites. So, I know there's a real fine line because, unfortunately, physically being present in my other location, which happens to be Tennessee, you know, I'm not sure exactly how I go about doing that. I want to build an SEO presence. I want to start getting and building some lead generation. And if I can develop a team out there of individuals, you know, and try to do that, but I have to have the leads coming in to be able to do that. Does that make sense?
You're right. And so I guess the only thing I would say, because I'm very confident what we're capable of doing, Lord Shaw, but really the main question is for you, because like you said, it's to justify the cost. Maybe you don't jump in with both feet and you do one of the two, right? Like you don't have to jump in at 500, right? Maybe you see the results at 250 for one of these, outfits, right? And whether it's Tennessee or San Diego, Greater San Diego, it's up to you. And then push further. But as far as I know, what city in Tennessee? Are we talking like Nashville and greater surroundings, or where specifically?
It would be Knoxville and surroundings.
Okay, so let me check it out. And you said you did have a physical presence there, right, in terms of address, right?
Yeah, good memory. So, yeah, I do. I established an office location and address and such. Already there. So, yeah, and I need that, of course, for Google's perspective. You know, this algorithm BS, for lack of better words, with regard to search engine optimization and gaining some kind of presence, when Google is just recently trying to initiate some sort of AI program, or if it's not, and that's just rumor, and it's still the same old, as they change their algorithms on a, you know, frequent basis, but it's just normal aspect of that. That's one thing. But if it's this AI BS and so on and so forth, the people that are really, really pushing and so on, I don't know what to believe. I know that my leads dropped off real bad here in California with both of my businesses. It's like I have no presence whatsoever now. And getting zero lead flow. I think we talked about that a little bit, but.
Right. I was going to say this is, if I were you, this is what I would do. And, you know, again, just let me know if you think that makes sense or not. You already have five-star reviews. Don't get me wrong. It's not the biggest count in the world, in California for artistic but I will tell you this. Most of our clients that we work with, we have to start from scratch. So the fact of the matter is, you're ahead. If I'm looking at like kitchen remodelers in Carlsbad, where your home base is online, right? If I look at kitchen remodeling in Carlsbad, then to move you to the top of the list is going to be easier for us versus someone that we had to start from scratch. And right now in Carlsbad, you're not doing bad in terms of the presence there. You know, you're still like the seventh or eighth listing. The other thing that we would focus on though is if you want us to refresh your website, if you want us to do that, but I think you liked your website for ADR, so that's okay. But if you want us to refresh that, that's included. And the other thing I was mentioning when we last spoke is really the Facebook ads are going to give you that second layer of marketing that I think you're missing out on right now to reach potential clients. Because right now you're in a list versus like TNT, who's throwing a lot of money at Google, right, for example. Or ASAP Remodeling, right, throwing a lot of money at optimization, it seems like, meaning they probably have had someone doing this for years based on their review quantities over 7 years. So there are a lot of guys in your area who are really pushing. And then there's also Triumph Remodeling, who tries to pay for multiple listings to try to, again, promote themselves in a way that pushes other people down further on the list. In your case, we should be able to push you higher, because right now you're still above kitchen and bathrooms arm of ASAP Remodeling. So ASAP Remodeling is trying to hit you from two sides as well. So I know there's a lot of competition where you are, but then the question is are there areas that you want to promote outside of Carlsbad where the competition may be a little bit more palatable to compete against at a reasonable dollar rate? For example, are you promoting like your business in like San Marcos, Escondido area or anything like that, or Oceanside, or are you strictly sticking to Carlsbad?
Well, that's the thing is, based on my service location, I more or less encompass the perimeter of Carlsbad, Solano Beach, La Jolla, Del Mar, you know, all these areas, plus Escondido, Rancho Bernardo, Poway, you know, Escondido, San Marcos, Vista. I service all these areas, but I'm not getting any calls or any, interested clients contacting me. It's just, again, it's just completely dropped off. And specifically, as far as doing any sort of marketing for those specific areas individually, no. I just count on my SEO and people searching for me in those areas, because there should be landing pages for each one of those areas built. And that's something that I need to check. Like, for example, you know, is there a landing page for specifically San Marcos or Poway or Rancho Bernardo, La Jolla, Carlsbad, Solano Beach, any of those areas? There should be, you know, there should be a landing page.
Well, I just checked Solano Beach just as an example to start. You are not in the listings, definitely not the first 50 listings. I'm going to try Encinitas next. And so just to give you an idea, sometimes Google will shrink your profile reach. And for example, I still see TNT because they're running like a pay-per-click and stuff. But Encinitas, you should be here. So let me see if I can find you in Encinitas. Because I still see Triumph and some of your competition. And I do not see you listed in Encinitas on the first three pages so far. Oh, I saw you on, okay, you're in Encinitas. You're about 40 listings down. Right?
Yeah. So you might as well you might as well go pound sand at that point, because if you're not on the first or second page, chances are you got like less than 10% chance of them even calling you.
So we'll get you promoted higher in Encinitas, right? We'll do this push to get you going upward in Encinitas. We'll also do the push in Oceanside, because let me see if I see you in Oceanside.
Well, the clientele that I'm looking for are mostly high-end, you know, and I don't tend to get that kind of response in Oceanside. I get more or less your kind of Home Depot kind of projects, you know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. Well, I will let you know you're still about 40 down in Oceanside, but let's check, let's see if we can find you. Obviously, you can do, like, Torrey Pines, like you said, right? San Marcos.
Yeah. I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, isn't there a way that you guys can build the website in a sense to create that surrounding presence more as opposed to what my last company did for me?
It has less to do with the website build. It's more just doing the right promotion on Google. This is what we do have the know-how in. How high we move you up on these organic results is basically the crux of our business.
Got it. So then I wouldn't want to just cherry pick one or two. I would like to do all surrounding areas. Isn't that possible?
But you don't have that control with Google. That's the thing, right? So that's what I'm trying to find out is even have a listing in San Marcos. We will try to get you in San Marcos, for example, because you don't even have a listing there yet and at least the first 40 listings. But that's why we run the Facebook ads, so you don't have just that one iron in the fire. Remember, Facebook allows you to pick and choose your zip codes as long as they're close enough to you that Facebook considers that your service area, and they will, all the cities you just mentioned to me. And Facebook, why Facebook is better than Google in terms of cost metrics, especially when you're on a budget here, is it's about 20 times less expensive, right, than running Google ads. But more importantly, your ads only go to people who are searching for what you do on Google or another platform, right? And that's those ad listings that I showed. Did I show you the newsfeed ads? Did you ever get a chance to look at the newsfeed ads? I'm sorry if I didn't actually email them to you.
I don't recall. I'm so sorry. You might have. And maybe I'm just having a, blonde moment here, but I can't recall.
I didn't peg you for a blonde, Lord Shaw, but that's all right. All right, let's see here.
No, more gray than blonde for sure.
That's just because due to stress affecting your early aging. No, I'm joking. Let me send you a couple right
and
now.
Having two daughters.
Especially if they're getting close to being adult age. I can see that being a problem too.
They definitely are. It doesn't change after that. Let me tell you. Okay.
So I just emailed it to you. I know you're on the road, but if you get a chance to glance at it. So the sample ads that I sent you, they're different types of businesses. Don't get me wrong. I just wanted to show you the kind of the breadth of what we do. But so what you can see, it's a newsfeed ad, right? It's not meant to be high graphics or anything like that, but it gives your potential clients a couple bullet points of what you're offering to line up with what they were searching for. And then if you want to promote like a discount program or anything like that, any of the things like free consultation, any of the taglines that we definitely are used to writing for people, that's fine too. But again, the main purpose of this advertisement is to show up in someone's newsfeed if and only if they're in your service area and looking for your services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Facebook works really well, because you're reaching out to the people who are social media browsing, and again, the main reason why people like the Facebook ads is yours is the only ad that pops in their newsfeed at that moment, as opposed to being in a listing, 10, 20 listings down, someone else on Google, right? Don't get me wrong, Google works well when you're near the top, but if you're not near the top, Facebook is really one of the hottest tickets that we provide to our clients to really still get traction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much, I know Facebook works so well for our clients that I'm confident helping you promote your Knoxville-based business even with nothing to start. You know what I mean? I mean, we do that too.
So what I would like to do is start fresh with regard to my websites, only because, remember I told you I got more or less taken advantage of by this company that did my my website, and
right.
They're not going to give me anything back. It might be just a bunch of, WordPress, information, who knows, some sort of coding. I have no idea what they're going to give me once I just, walk away from them. The only reason why you're seeing my website with them right now is because I'm paying for the
what do they call that when they're
hosting
my site on Google? What is that called again? The
hosting and management.
Hosting. Hosting, yeah. So that's what they're doing. They're not really managing anything. It's just a payment every month they're taking out of my account to hosting. That's it, you know. And then,
okay.
You know,
you'd be okay with us creating a new domain and just attaching the new domain to your Google business profile, right? Like, you're okay with that just so that way it's completely fresh, or do you want the same exact domain?
I need to keep my domain names because that's all tied to my company and all the building of my business presence, how little of that might be. Still,
that's fine.
You know, I do.
As long as you have ownership of this domain, artistic design and remodeling, that's fine. Basically onboard our website coding.
Yeah, I own all my domains. I own all the domains. So
okay, good.
So unfortunately, we'd be more or less starting scratch. So you know, I just want my website.
But we're not though. Here's why: is that if you want us to like look at the content on it and kind of like capture it, then that's what we would do, where we would say, hey, don't quit the other guys until you tell us what you want us to capture from this to make it easier to remake yours.
So then I would be put in touch with whoever's doing this in your company to kind of like peruse through my website, right? And I'd say, yeah, this is important to me, or yes, no, this is not important to me, and so on and so forth, so that you guys can copy and paste whatever you can to help, you know, from there on. So I get that.
Yeah, just so our content can reflect a little bit more of your exact, desire, right? So don't get me wrong, we do a lot of things very quickly and can do it very quickly with very little direction, but if you want to give us more direction and there's more things you want us to pull from it, that's, you know, we definitely can utilize that.
And my Google business page, or whatever you want to call it, Google business, you know, my website's linked with them, of course. You know, whatever I have linked with Houzz, Houzz, I don't know if you're familiar with Houzz, right? And so on. I need to make sure I continue, you know, the connections, how they're connected. And there's a lot of photos and whatnot available through, Houzz and so on that I don't have on my website. I sent all these photos and everything else to these guys. They never did squat with it when I was paying for it, and they just left me in the lurch. And it's terrible. And I wanted my gallery to be more of a actual gallery, you know, instead of a hodgepodge of shit, excuse my French. So, and that's why I just stopped my service with him. I wasn't getting anything, and I couldn't find anybody that was going to do things for me for something I could afford. And, you know, everybody just wants everything and deliver on nothing. So that's where we're at. But
I will let you know this from my experience on the gallery, like how you have it set up, and we talked about this, I remember, at length last time. Just from looking at all the different like website designs we've done for people, I don't think that we do a great job. You know, I'll be the come clean here. I don't think we do a great job of organizing your gallery any differently from how you provide it to us. So that's one thing that I want to bring up, is that if you provide us photos, my best suggestion is you provide the photos to me. I'll organize it with like an actual numerical list of the people and then just tell them, all right, this is how the photos are going to go. But as far as having great like separation and things of that nature, I don't think that's going to be as perfect as you would like. I know that for a fact just based on that, but that's why, again, more importantly than all of that, hopefully, is we start getting you traffic, right? Like, I know we're great at getting traffic and things like that, but I do also know we don't necessarily champion ourselves as being the most artistically desirable, like, form of website design. So I wanted to be clear on that, too. But everything else that we do to help you grow is going to win more over that. But at some point, maybe you're going to want a more complex website, which is okay. And then we would take our, coding off, and then maybe you're buying that from someone else, and that's okay with us. Our job is really just to get you, you know, phone calls, inbound inquiries, and things of that nature. And, we very rarely rely on someone's gallery or portfolio to do that. It's more just, you know, the traction. Because, as you know, there's two types of potential clients. There's ones that are going to go through your website and see everything you do, and then there are other ones that are going to rely on your Google Business Profile, and so they're used to seeing things in more of a hodgepodge than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was saying. I mean, mm-hmm. I just know from our experience and our history, promoting someone who does what you do is something that is one of our bread and butter items. I mean, remodeling is such a frequent service offering that we promote for clients, because it's one of those things where when we get you one job, even one job a month, you're already high-fiving us. You know what I mean? But, you know, our job is to push for more than that, of course.
Almost. I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm going to need more.
I shouldn't say one job in Oceanside. One job in, like, Solana Beach. No, I'm joking. Right?
Yeah.
Or La Jolla.
Her location. Yes. So remember we also spoke about doing a site and SEO, whatever you want to call it, and doing the same thing for my fiance, for their business, which happens to be in the beautician arena.
Right.
I know it's not something you guys typically do, but you said you could possibly do that. Is that true? Can you?
Yeah. We can still build out. I mean, you said she has... And she's someone who has a brick and mortar, right? She has a physical location as well for her clients to see her.
Not just yet. We're working on that at the moment.
Okay, but she'll have a presence, meaning like she'll say like she's in a certain area, so she still does, even if she does mobile services, that's fine. I mean, that still goes in line with what we do. It's just a little different service offering than what we do, right? But yes, mm-hmm. there's a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
mobile things we do, like a mobile tree trimmer. She just happens to be a mobile beautician.
Got it. So you guys would be able to take on that, you're saying, and do Facebook ads or whatever it might be?
Yeah, everything on that baseline level, what we do, absolutely, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all righty. So as far as the tankless water heater business in Tennessee, how long do you think it takes to actually start a presence once we start from ground zero?
I think you'll get traction in the very first month because of the fact of the Facebook ads that go live in 7 to 14 days. I still do confidently believe you're going to get inbound inquiries within the first 30.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
But okay. to prove it, as opposed to just say in theory, that's what I was saying. You don't have to trust me and jump in with both feet. How about you, when you jump in with one foot and you get a great job in San Diego for what you're already well promoted for, Google review wise, right? And just need that little push that we can do. That's going to be enough to justify further costs because we're earning you, you know, the respectable ROI here where you already have presence.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we help companies move to other sites all the time. So that's basically what you'd be doing similar is where they're starting from scratch in their new location.
Gotcha. Okay, so I know the last time we spoke, I said I needed time to sleep on things. So I think it's best that I start doing the tankless RS or my tankless water heating business later on for Tennessee, because I'm not presently going to be there yet. And while I'm here, I might be here for until the beginning of next year. Seems like I've been more or less, delayed in my relocation, you know, plans. And I unfortunately have to kind of concentrate on things here. If we were to do the tankless water heater business here in California, not so much the artistic design and remodeling, if I was to do that and build that presence here, is it easier and quicker to flip-flop from California back over to Tennessee at any given time once we've got things accomplished here in California, or is that just being ridiculous?
It does actually, it's a very valid question, but it doesn't change anything. So I'm glad you asked that. So the reason why I say it doesn't change anything is that the only thing that would be present today that will still exist tomorrow or when you're ready to go to Knoxville is the website. But as far as the Google business profile, right, that's still starting from scratch. The Facebook ads is still starting from scratch. The reviews, still starting from scratch because Google does not let you push reviews from another location to your new location.
Uh-huh.
So where the concept sounded like it was a great concept, Lord Shaw, it doesn't apply to Google's platform. Whereas someone who has 20 locations, for example, every single location has their own Google business profile and a review count.
Got it.
But point, though, running tankless water heaters in Carlsbad, I just did a search for it. Now, this is a little bit different versus what you're experiencing in the remodeling field. Number one organic listing in Carlsbad, Tankless R Us, 5.0, 4 reviews. That's definitely lower hanging fruit to start like competing against. Fast Water Heater Company, no reviews in Carlsbad, and they're still on the first page.
Where am I?
I don't know what your business name is in Carlsbad.
It's Tankless R Us.
Oh, that's you. Good man. So there you are. You are on the first page. See, you're the first listing in Carlsbad, but I'm sure you want to reach further. And that's probably why we're still talking about it.
Oh, I didn't know it was on the first page. How far down?
You're the very first listing of non... I just typed in Tankless Water Heaters Carlsbad. Tankless RS is really? The very first non-paid listing.
Wow. I didn't know that. But I am not getting any fucking calls. Excuse my French. I'm sorry. I'm not getting
You're
any
fine.
Darn calls.
Let me try to pull it up on Google. I'm going to pull it up another way to see if it changes. See, Tankless.
I'm sure it will.
Water heaters. Carlsbad.
How did you search for it last time?
Same thing, but sometimes when you do different search engines, I use like Firefox and different search engines, you'll get different results.
Oh, I got you.
You're the third listing when I go through Chrome, so you're still up there. And it's a 5.04 reviews. That's Carlsbad specifically. Here's what I think you may not be thinking about as well. Maybe a lot of people don't search tankless water heaters. Maybe they just type in water heaters. Carlsbad.
Yeah. For those who are not so privy to tankless water heaters, you know what I mean? Some people will want to... All right, I need a new water heater that classifies in tankless water heaters, classified in water heaters. But, you know, you would think today people would be catching on a little bit more about that, wouldn't you? I mean, I could be wrong, but.
Let me try to find out. I'm seeing if there's anyone that's advertising in both. So that's what we're actually, that's why I was being quiet right now, just to see. Who am I competing with? Water Heater Online. Water Heaters Only, Inc. Let's see, Water Heater Online. Okay, Water Heater Online. They're running optimization on both levels. Water Heaters Only, Inc. Running optimization on both sides. So So they do definitely do the crossover. You're not on water heaters.
Yeah, because
at least not on page one.
What's really kind of screwed up here is that there's a fine line between doing that and what you get as far as potential leads and calls and things like that. So the question is, okay, do I want to get a majority of my calls with people that want to replace water heater? I don't, but I'd end up having to spend a lot of time on the phone trying to sell them on a tankless water heater. And by the time you get to the point of how much it costs versus, all they see is dollar signs, and, you know, they shunt and wait. So people that already have tankless water or have already been really, you know, wanting to get a tankless water heater, and they know the benefits and how they could save in the long run and everything else, the more educated of those, or informed, I should say, you know, those are the ones that I get calls from, but very infrequently. So I don't know what to do because I'm not a conventional plumber, you know.
So you're, I am. Right. But you're also on page two in Carlsbad for water heaters. So you're actually there. So that's what I'm saying is that this is the catch-22 you got to deal with sometimes, Lord Shaw. It's like, where's the volume coming from? Is the volume coming from tankless water heater searches or from water heaters? And the only reason that you would know that differential in volume is by having an analytics team on the back end showing you what the differential is. Whereas, but my guess is, based on the companies that are at the top of both, that are promoting on both very strongly, my guess is water heaters, Carlsbad, for example, is something that you're missing out on because you're on the second page and not promoted heavily to be the top. And the other companies that also offer tankless water heaters and non-tankless water heaters as well, or water heaters only, for example, someone who does a lot of it out of Vista, it seems, they seem like that they are taking on both. And my only guess why they would do that is because they want to get the volume that are looking just for water heaters and then get that targeted searcher who's looking for a tankless water heater as well. So it might be one of those things where it's a little bit of a catch-22, that you're, to argue your point and just to play a little devil's advocate here, when you get a call in for a water heater, if you're getting the right volume of calls from water heaters, maybe you don't have to be such a salesperson like you're saying, and maybe you just ask them, hey, our number one focus is tankless water heaters. Have you ever looked into that, or is it something that you're interested in? And you don't even have to sell them hard just to see if they want to talk more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If the volume's right. So, but then that's also why the Facebook ads are probably an area where you're not running, because I don't think you're running Facebook ads for the tankless either, right?
No, I'm not running any ads.
And that's the other thing, right? If not a lot of volume of tankless water heaters searches are out there in Carlsbad specifically, where you're found more easily, but maybe there's more searches in Solana Beach, La Jolla, and areas that you're not found on the listings, that's where the social media ads start changing your results count, because now you're getting people in those targeted areas. And now you can start touching tankless water heaters in a lot of different cities in greater San Diego County. It seems like that's the one you really want to push on, is the tankless water heating.
Right, I'm leaning to that. Because in Tennessee, that's my plan, is to continue that. And I'm going to start trying to build for myself on property that I've purchased out there and flipping houses in the meantime. And if I can install or have a team installing for me doing tankless water heaters, it's a lot less groundwork involved dealing with that type of clientele with regard to customer service, you know, warranty issues. It requires much less overhead as far as man hours or involvement. If I do, because you're in and out, it's not like a remodel where you've got to be on the project 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, you know, or more.
It's a one-day job, right?
Follow me? Yeah. So if I could install 2 to 3 tankless water heaters a week on the average, I could concentrate on building my properties up and putting more time into that and less time into tankless water heaters, but still making enough money to, you know, make ends meet, have an income, at the same time do my contracting with building my own home out there and flipping them. You see, so physically and as well, you know, trying to do construction, you know, full time, and then also try to build a home full time, it's not going to work. It's just too grueling in the aspect of physical aspects as well as mental and dealing with customer service issues and problems with clients and subs and shit happens. Yeah, I might have to deal with some of that, but at least it's just for my property, and I'm not having to deal with, you know, massaging a client all the time. The stress level is right. Way, way less. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's my actual plan. And at my age, being 60, that's where I'm at. I'm trying to get out of the public sector with the remodeling and just build for myself, turn around and sell them for profit. And then before you know it, who knows, maybe I'm still doing the tankless water heaters. Maybe I got a team of guys out there doing that for me. And on the side, I'm actually building. You follow me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what I do in solar sales in Southern California. I sell the project, but I'm not the installer. You know.
Well, is that what you're doing? Good for you.
I'm saying that's what you said you wanted to build out, right? Like where you start selling projects off to other people, right?
Yeah, but not selling them. Actually being, you know, the owner, operator, and then having my own installers running out every day on lease.
Okay, sorry. More in-house, but basically the same exact model, just you have your own people vetted in-house. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it will be actually able to run itself. When you have a remodeling business going on, you have so many irons in the fire dealing with so much shit that it's overwhelming. It can be very stressful, extremely stressful. Your time is tied up, you know, A through Z, or, you know, every hour throughout the evenings even, you know, you got no time for anything, let alone use the restroom. So, you know, it's too much. It's just too much. I've done all that. I've done it here for a number of years that I tailored down a lot. I started doing just one project at a time, in and out, being a contractor on the project, having my subs lined up once I'm done doing all the plumbing, electrical, and framing, and then my subs come in, you know, and I make better money that way. There's less stress, less overhead, and I'm good with that. Thank goodness it's been mostly word of mouth and you know, referral business. But it has been real dry for the last year. I haven't had any work since last January. Finally got a couple jobs possibly lined up now, and things are working around because everything just dropped off the map with all my SEO and getting leads. So now it's at a point where I have to do something, and that's where we're at with you. So my overall objective is to run a project, have them easy to install. Once you've got a plumber that knows how to do how you want to train them to install, the rest is just supply, making sure they're supplied with what they need. Have them get the leads directly. I issue leads. They go out and they do the sale and whatever. So I pay them a commission and, you know, hourly or whatever it might be for to do an install. You know what I mean? And I'm in the background doing whatever, overseeing stuff, you know, putting out fires if I have to here and there. But it's not like it, so demanding in that respect with as it is compared to construction remodeling for the public.
So your goal is to be a project manager and sometimes a glorified dispatcher.
If I could ever get there, I'll probably be a person for all my own installs. But if I could do two installs a week, hell, that's enough money out in Tennessee to keep me floating and pay all my bills and still have enough income to continue doing the construction, you know, on my own place. And it's only like maybe 2 days out of the week that I'm actually having to do an install. You follow? So if
yeah.
I was to do 8 installs a month, I'd be making some pretty good cash, you know? So I don't want to get myself to a point where I need a ton of money to do what I want to do. I want to be able to do what I want to do, and that is my dream, to build a home, flip it, and sell it. Build it myself from the ground
right.
up. Not solely, don't get me wrong, I'd be insane at my age, but, you know, I could do all the plumbing, all the electrical, all the foundation work. I could do also all the framing. Everything else, roofing, tile, drywall, you know, fucking all the other shit, I sub all that out. But I'll be making pennies on the dollar. I mean, doing it for pennies on the dollar compared to other contractors out there that are being hired or doing it themselves, paying wages that are over the top, and or for a client where, okay, most contractors are putting 20, 30%, even more on top of everything. Well, I would not be paying myself a wage while doing what I do, but I'll be reaping the benefits of the sweat equity later. Does that make
for
sense?
For sure. Yeah, 100%.
And if I could do one home a year, I'd be happy, because I'd be able to turn around and probably make, you know, a third to 50% profit, hopefully, on a house. And I would only be doing really nice high-end homes that are, you know, in very nice locations, on water. I just bought a little bit more than an acre in a particular place out there that is a really beautiful community, equestrian area on the water, a retirement area where a lot of people coming in from all over the country are getting the F out of all these fucked up states. And, you know, it's really working out. So a lot of people are buying these areas because they want, they're tired of it. And, you know, just like I am. And
yeah, that's why, like, Austin, Texas has become like a mini California, right? Like areas like that, for example, if you were moving the heck out of Cali, I do hear that a
yeah.
lot.
So, you know, not that, you know, I think, you know, conservatively in Tennessee, there's a lot of conservatives moving into Tennessee because, you know, they're not really wanting to deal with all the other stuff associated with, you know, this, the associations with being possibly on the other side. So, trying to be politically correct here. So,
you're good. Hey, Lord Shaw, just to be clear, I grew up in San Diego. My dad's retired Navy, so I don't think we're too far from whatever viewpoints that we have. At the end of the day, just to let you know, like, how I believe about things politically, I do make my decision person to person. I don't really vote based off of a political party affiliation, but I will tell you this, my vote is usually based on who I think is going to do better for the economy. That's pretty much my only focal point most of the time.
Right. That's a good
because
point.
All the other ideology stuff is like, I feel like it's just talk. It really pushes ideologies differently versus the next, just because they want to gather as many votes as they can, you know, but when it comes to economical standpoints, there are usually very vast differences between who's running.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, I think what we need to do is get started on a tankless water heater business. I'm not happy with my website. I want it redone. I want it looking much more professional and more of a service company as opposed to the last guy that did it said, hey, this girl looks just like Kate Beckinsale. And I'm like, jeez. You know, I don't know if that's the way we want to go. <You know? laughs> On my website, you know, the first page, I'm like, what? You know, what am I thinking here? You know, I don't know. So, and it looks like,
you know what? I thought from looking at that website, you were a distributor more than an installer. So that's interesting.
Well, that's another thing, is I want to get away from that kind of presence or that kind of
right.
Appeal. You know, make sure I'm appealing to people as a service company. So whatever I got to do to whatever they did, it's the same damn company, by the way. The same damn company that did my artistic design and remodeling. Okay. And I have to do what I can to get myself, you know, more, you know, with people in the aspect of being a service company and installing and specializing in just tankless water heaters. And that's how I want to stand out. That's why it's Tankless or Us. But maybe the name is making it seem like we're just a shopping center for people to buy a tankless water heater. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've never really thought of it that way, that you said that. You're the first one that's ever said that to me, that I look more like a distributor. I've never heard that before.
Well, because I used to, I mean, remember when I was growing up, we had Toys R Us, you know what I mean? Sounds like a store to me.
Exactly. Yeah, but still,
I see on your website, don't get me wrong, I see on your website, and then on your Google Biz Pro, it says plumber. So I'm sure you're not misleading people too much. And the way we would promote the website, we would. But here's the challenge. When I look at your website, when it pops, what do I see? Noritz, Navien, Renai, Rheem. I just see the brands of what you do. Looks to me, again, like a distributor. Not so much the person doing the install.
I appreciate that. So thanks for that insight and that, view. Because I've not heard that from anybody yet, and you're the first person to do so. So maybe that's another reason why I'm not getting calls like I thought I would. You know, people want a one-stop shop that's going to do the install, provide, and install the product, and be gone. And that's what I do. And when people read about me on the website that I have, which might be misleading at the forefront, but once they start delving into the verbiage and what I say, I say we're not like conventional plumbers. We specialize only in the installation, repair, and service of tankless water heaters. That's all we do, so we could pass on our savings on to our clients because we're going to get them at a bigger discount because that's all we do. We don't come in and, you know, do conventional plumbing and plunge your toilet and, you know, put in a sink fixture and all the other BS. We specialize, and that's why we're the best at what we do with it. That's what I'm trying to portray there.
And that is the third paragraph, which is also below the fold. I have to scroll to find that. Things like that, you want above the fold. What I see above the fold is a picture of a tankless water heater and the brands of who does it. Looks like a store to me. That's what I mean. Is the structure of your website. Don't get me wrong, you probably want to promote these brands at some point because you can, because that's who you're certified to install for, but that should be more at the bottom, whereas the top should be like, instead of a smiling woman, it should be like at least a small showcase of you installing one, for example, right? Like we would have on our plumber websites, just to make it, and again, don't get me wrong, I don't think that this is what's slowing the business down necessarily. But little details like this, the last thing you need is someone to be confused by it, right?
I agree with you. I agree with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're batting 100% right now for me, Sophie. I appreciate it. So let's get going on this for my Tankless R Us site. And if I have to change names, I can. I don't know what kind of SEO has already been there or what we end up doing, but Tankless R Us, we can still run with the name. I think it's pretty unique in the aspect that it says we specialize in tankless water heaters, but I need to make it look like that's all we install, as opposed to we're a distributor. You follow me? And that's
right.
The first impression is where I lose people, like you're saying. So do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I just sent you a link to our plumber sample site. So this is probably going to do better for you because you're not needing the same level of detail of the website model, but our plumber style site, we do have different subpages for tankless water heaters. So you're going to make it easier on us. We're going to pull through a lot of the things that we already have content-wise, combine it with what you have content-wise, but we definitely have done this before, as you'll see when you look at the sample website and then start pulling up the services that different options for like tankless water heater replacement, tankless water heater installation, tankless water heater repair. So all those things that, like I said, you want to focus on specifically, we're good. We've done this before. So that's a good sign for you.
Yeah. We know how to make out the model of this website to make it more efficient for service providers like yourself. So that being said, I was going to say this. Do you mind, my apologies, if I call you right back, my timer is about to time out, and then I'll have to shoot you a call from the 760 number, okay?
Okay, why don't you give me 10 to 15 minutes?
Sounds good. Please? I'll give you a call about 10:45.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Lorta. Bye-bye.